Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we've reached the midweek point of Super Bowl week. All right, let's get the good of the day.
Hey, the good of the day is quite obvious.
Yes?
And that is EA Sports announced yesterday that they will be releasing a new college football game.
About time. Glad they were able to work this out.
Now,
we thought that game was dead forever.
Yeah, there's no date on when they're going to be releasing it. All they did was announce that they're going to start working on it. Obviously, it's not going to be out before the upcoming college football season.
It's going to be out when they can figure out a way to divvy up the money.
Yeah, I think, I think that's right. I think that's maybe, is that step one?
Like when they figure out how, like, what, all right, so we're going to use this image and likeness and it's going to be this. Like for a particular player, it's going to once they figure out the legal parameters of that, then they'll begin marketing.
Well, they'll probably develop the game.
Oh, yeah. They'll develop the game and then they'll just add the players in and then figure out how to divide it.
Hey, lawyers, get on this.
Yep. That's what they're going to be doing.
Lawyers and accountants working together.
When it's finally approved that all of, name, image, and likeness is real, it's in the system, then it'll start popping. But I'm glad we've come to this point in college athletics and video game.
Like, yeah, because I'll be honest with you, I missed it.
I did too. I stopped playing it, though, years ago. I don't know if I'll dive back into it, but I kind of missed it. Yeah, it was kind of fun.
It was all, what made it different, I think, for me was, you got to actually experience the off season. We've been talking a lot today about recruiting and stuff like that. And that's basically what you did during the offseason is, you put down that you're trying to recruit this one and you're, fighting against the computer to try to win the hearts of this five-star athlete. And
I liked it because I was blown away. And this is, when was the last one? 2014?
Yes.
Or something like that?
Or 2013 was the last one.
Yeah, 2013. I just loved it going through there. Like they had all the stadiums and all and music. Yeah. And it was like, that's a lot. I mean, you could be Utah State and you'd be playing in the stadium, they didn't leave any stone unturned. Like they got the music, the fight songs, all of that in there. It's a labor of love for that group. They did a good job.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they're not releasing it just yet because that'll give me enough time to convince the missus that we need, multiple PlayStation 5s in the house.
Well, I was going to say, you're going to have to get your own system.
Yeah, because I know that if I get the game, my kids won't let me play on theirs.
I know.
Though they don't have PlayStation 5 just yet, I just know that, once that time does come, they're going to be like, no, sorry, Dad, I got a Fortnite or
I had to
Minecraft
go through that, too. I actually want – there was one game that I saw that I was like, man, I'd like to get that. And my son was like, well, you're probably going to have to get your own system. I was like, why? Because I'm on this thing for hours.
Did you buy that system, son?
Now that my son is in college, I can't figure out, like, he unhooked his Xbox, and I've been trying to hook it up, and I've been messing. It's so simple. It's like an 8 cable into a thing. But for some reason, I can't get his TV to work. So I'm, like, calling him up going, how do you hook this thing up? So I finally figured it out.
Does he have a kill switch on it?
Back in the day, there used to be a switch in the back of the TV, game or TV.
Yeah.
Like, you just go click. And then you got your Atari 2600 right there for you.
Yep.
Playing Space Invaders.
I remember that.
Yeah. It's awesome. Good for EA. I'm glad this is coming back.
Oh, so am I.
So, but yeah, it'll be fun. I mean, I don't know. I don't play as many video games as I used to.
I don't either. I think this is one of those rare ones. I was like, I definitely got to dive into at least doing one season of it for nothing but nostalgia.
Yeah, sure.
It literally is what got me through my wife's early pregnancies.
Yeah, there you go.
Especially the first one because she would, the first pregnancy, she didn't really know what was going on with her body. So she kept falling asleep early. Like she would have dinner and then just go to bed like at 6
o'clock.
So
you were like, well, I got free time now.
Yeah,
I don't have to talk.
I'm up. She's asleep. I'm like, well, I will sit here and I, started a season and for a couple of months straight, that's all I did was just play video games while she was sleeping.
What I'm discovering is that, like, these worlds that you can go into, like Red Dead Redemption 2, where you can just be in these worlds and explore these worlds, that's awesome. I haven't done it, but people say that that's a really cool experience. It's so realistic. It's crazy.
I've never been able to get into first-person shooter video game type thing.
Well, I've tried.
No, I know, but I mean, I'm, what you're talking about, like, immerse yourself into a world and you, know, you become that. I've never been, for whatever reason, I just always gravitate to sports games.
I am the only, I only do sports games. That's the only thing I do. I don't do any of that other stuff. I don't, like, I don't, I'm not even interested in that other stuff, like superhero games or whatever like that.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, to me, I like golf games. I like this racing game that I just got into a couple months ago. And I used to play a lot of Madden. I don't anymore. I would probably do that, but I would get into this college football. I could see myself doing this college football game.
Yeah. For me, it was always college football and FIFA.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I like golf video games. Golf video games
golf
to me
is fun,
the best.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I'm a golfer. I like golf. And I like playing on courses that are famous and it can give you an atmosphere. Like, to me, I ran on the first day that they released the Masters. EA Sports released the Tiger Woods Masters golf game. When I could play Augusta National. I got it the first day because I was so excited. The only way you could play Augusta National was if you bought a program where other people could build courses. And then people would come up with like the best version of that they could. That was it. But nothing official. Nothing like we lasered the course and we got it right down to the grass clippings. Like. That was the only time it was.
Well, you remember when the Nintendo Wii first came out?
Yeah.
They had a golf game where you had to swing the joystick as a golf club.
Right. I remember that. I used to do that.
God, I almost damn near threw my back out.
Exactly.
You know, just playing that over and over again.
Yep. All right. Good for EA Sports. So what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day might have just been that you and I going about, you know, 6-7 minutes talking about video games.
Yeah,
but
I know.
But the bad of the day is in Dallas-Fort Worth, where they were testing out their Amber Alert system. I don't know. Every state has a different name for it. But, it's the Child Abduction Alert System. They were testing it out, and they were trying to do it just internally. And so they just made up a character and sent it out. But unfortunately, somebody might have hit, like, you know, make this alert public.
Oh, so everybody got it?
Everyone got it. So if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, be on the lookout for Chucky, the doll.
Oh, I got you. Okay, so that's what they were doing.
Because he has gone missing. And it included a picture of him.
Nice.
And, you know, some of his bio that he stands about 3.5 feet tall. He's 28 years old.
Can you imagine having to take call after call after call from people don't do this again?
This is what I equated to. Remember, I think it was, I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago, and I know we talked about it. Remember when Hawaii, somebody mistakenly sent out the Hawaii ballistic missile?
They thought the nukes were coming in from North Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody sent that out, and then people, you know, it was, for what they knew, it was real.
Yeah, right.
And people were panicking, you know, trying to find a bunker to drive to, trying to move to the interior part, you know, just get away from Honolulu. It's like Honolulu just all of a sudden was just escaping. I'm thinking the same thing here, except, you know, this one's on a laughable measure.
Have you ever been in like a restaurant when these alerts go off?
Yes.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's terrifying.
It's unbelievable. It's like the movies. Remember the movies would do this where everybody's phone would go off at the same time?
Yeah.
It's just like that. You're in a restaurant eating, and then your phone goes off, and a bunch of other phones go off, and you're like, oh, my God, what's happening?
I know.
It's nuts.
So,
you find Chucky, let us know.
Yeah, or don't look for him.
He's done
terrible things.
Don't clog this. Clearly, this was a mistake. Don't clog the switchboard with being like, don't do this.
Yeah,
I just saw him
going to this abandoned house.
Yeah,
carrying
exactly.
a butcher's knife.
What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, we got to go to Australia for this one.
Oh, okay.
A mother went into her daughter's room after the daughter was screaming for her help. And when she arrived in there, she looked in one corner of the house and saw that there was an infestation of spiders.
Yeah, I saw a picture of this, if this is the same story.
Yes. Now, when we're saying infestation, we're not talking like 50 to 60. We're talking hundreds.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
I mean, just
spiders.
In the corner, right, of the house, there was like, they were just all over the wall, but
hundreds.
They were mostly in the corners. Yeah. That's scary, man.
Logic dictates you just burn the house down, right?
I would. You know what my problem is? And I'm no big, huge environmentalist or anything like that. I have a hard time killing spiders. I don't like killing spiders.
Are you afraid they're going to jump at you?
No, I'll kill any other bug. I'll kill any other bug in my house. But spiders, I want to just somehow, like, I just believe that they, you know, will have a, they'll, they make a web. They actually take care of other pests. Like, I don't have a thing where I don't want to kill spiders. I don't know why. My wife's like, just slam it with a shoe. I'm like, let me see if I can just shoo it out of the house for right now.
Yeah,
so, but I mean, if you're any other bug in my home, you're dead. I will, if you get in my door when I open the door in the summertime, you're gone. But a spider, I don't know why I do this. I don't like killing spiders.
Now, if you look at these spiders, you saw the video. They're not.
They're huge.
They're huge.
Yeah.
Right? Now,
now they'll take me on. Now, those are the spiders that will go like, yeah, try it with the shoe. Go ahead. Yeah. I'll throw the shoe right back at you.
Yeah, they're catching it.
Yeah, they're catching it and flinging it back.
It's like that scene when you throw a fist and the guy catches it and you're watching like, oh, man, that guy's in trouble now
because
he just caught the punch.
Right.
Now, this is where the dumb becomes dumber because the mom wasn't that concerned. Basically, this is what she said. We just left them there because they are baby huntsmen. I actually like huntsmen. So I was like, I'm not going to do anything. They're just going to walk away. Let nature be. So
okay.
They opened the window and a breeze, like they were trying to get out, but a breeze blew and blew a bunch of them back in. So her and her daughter had to go and scoop them up in glass, in like tiny glasses.
And put them outside.
And put them outside.
See, she's like me. She has this weird thing about killing spiders. I don't know why. I don't know why. It's killing spiders.
But are you spider friendly?
In terms of
like you're fine with them being there and just like, well,
no,
you know what?
No.
That's where she is.
No,
she's
okay.
She's fine with them being there.
Totally different.
They'll just leave on their own.
No, I want it out of my home. Yeah. That is definitely true. I want you out. You go do whatever it is you want to do, spider, but it ain't going to be in here, okay? Like, we'll just make that clear. This is my place. All of that out there belongs to you. You can do whatever you want, but in here, no.
Now, one spider I'm always perfectly fine with is a daddy long leg.
Yeah, those. Yeah,
I don't know why. I mean, they're technically the most poisonous spider on the planet, but just because of, you know, the amount of venom, if they were to bite you, it doesn't do anything to us.
I was at my parents' house and they had a spider in their pool room. What they call it? They have like a pool with the thing, and there was a spider. And I literally was trying to get it to shoo it out the door. And I'm just like, go! I don't know why this. I feel like I should be smashing these things with shoes. I don't know why I do that. I don't know why. I don't know. Like seriously, if you told me. Whatever else bug is in my, if you told me, oh no, that's very essential to
cockroach.
The ecosystem, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I couldn't care less. Bam, dead. Scoop it up. Done. And I don't know where in Houston, but like we get these fly things that will come on, like they'll attract it to lights, but they're big. And they sometimes will get into your house. Dead. As soon as it enters that, you could tell me that thing has like a cure for some disease. It's in its blood out. Smash. Goodbye. But a spider, oh my God, I'll pave a way for a spider to leave my house.
Yeah, I'm fine with spiders. There are certain bugs though that, you know,
done.
I'll kill every mosquito
in this world if I could, even though it would disrupt the ecosystem. If I could, I hate mosquitoes, but I won't kill a spider for whatever reason. That's great. All right, that's the good, the bad, and dumb as we continue. We got a buy or sell coming up, and on this date in Super Bowl history, as we continue with hour two.